brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Oh, in fact, because we're only going to, it's the A-team. The A-team, I mean, we can beat them without any problems.
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool to go against the A-team.
Will we be doing it?
Well... Maybe you be doing it. I'm not going to piss off Bea Baracus. I'm sorry.
Murdoch and his crew.
This is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
You know, it's always a pleasure in the basement when I hear the word bourbon.
Who are you kidding me?
Or if you smell bourbon, that's on
ethanol. I mean, it's industrial grade ethanol. That's all you need.
This entire show is bourbon, no scotch. Why am I even here? What's going on?
We ask that every show.
He's even here.
And good old boy Harm.
Thank you for bringing me to a bourbon show. Yay, bourbon, vanilla, and caramel. You.
And good old boy Justin.
Oh, good morning. It's bourbon time.
Bourbon time.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else that you can sip. And today we're going to be discussing the following whiskeys. From Green River, we have the Green River Kentucky Straight Wheated Bourbon. We have the Bard's... We have the Bardstown Bourbon Company Discovery Series Number 10. We have Peerless, Kentucky Peerless High Rye Kentucky Straight Bourbon. We have the Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon B523. The Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon B523. We have the Booker's 2022 4 Pinkies Batch. We have the Booker's 2023-02 Apprentice Batch. And from Buffalo Trace, we have the Buffalo Trace Experimental Collection Peated Bourbon.
That's crazy. That's why I'm here.
It has the word bourbon in it, so that's on.
There's peat in there. There's peat in them there hills.
Mm-hmm. I thought the Discovery Series had ended.
So did I, but they keep sending them, so I'm going to keep drinking them and talking about them.
We've got Origin all over the place. They
discovered some more.
They've discovered some more discoveries.
I mean, that was what I had understood before this release, and we're now they have... This is 10, and they have 11 just came out. So
got great reviews, by the way, from some people online.
Here's the thing. I think, you know, when they started out, you know, they've gotten consistently better with them, and I think they've actually hit their stride with them. So, you know, honestly, when they said they were going to stop, I'm like, why? You know, if you can get the supply and keep, you know, blending these and making good ones, why not? So,
but now you have two distinct lines coming from Barstown. You have the Discovery, and you have the collab. We have more than that. You have the Collaboration Series, and you have the Origin Series. Yeah. And they're making good whiskeys in all three.
Yeah, why not?
Keep going.
Right.
Commerce, baby. Let's
capitalism, baby.
Let's ask Justin to tell us all about our sips ratings.
Well, today we're gonna go ahead and make your day, because all but two of our eight whiskeys are over 100 proof. Just like my favorite handgun, the 44 Magnum. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
I don't know what that's supposed to be, but
it's Ronald Reagan.
I don't know if you can add or not.
It's Ronald Reagan. That's what he's doing. He's doing Reagan.
Two sips. Sure. You do the math, Brent. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Bob, you have any 100-proof handguns? What's a 100-proof handgun?
Three sips. That's interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. pour me another and make my day.
That's Who's possible. Encouraging him? Who is doing this?
It's not me.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
I'm pretty sure we just lost half our listeners.
You think you're embarrassed? I take this monkey to Napa Valley, go visit wineries, and this is how he talks in the tasting room. So,
well, when he drinks, the
they made
bucket.
My day.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's have Harm tell us about our first wine and try and dig us out of this hole.
Wine.
Thanks, Bob. Wine. I will Whiskey. Try to recover the
anything.
Show.
Beer. I don't care. Anything.
Yeah, we're not doing
get
wine,
us out then. Of this hole.
Our first whiskey of the day is the Green River Kentucky Straight Wheated Bourbon. 45% ABV, 90 proof. Non-age statements, 70% corn, 21% wheat, 9% barley. Originally founded in 1885, Green River is the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. Prior to Prohibition, Owensboro, Kentucky was one of the richest contributors to the bourbon industry with more than 20 distilleries. Green River, known as the Whiskey Without Regrets, was, or regrets, as the tattoo says, regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets. Was the official medicinal whiskey.
It's interesting. It's how his wife refers to him as the husband without regrets because, you know, she got that prenup.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Of the U.S. Marine Hospital and has been referenced as the most expensive whiskey ever sold. 20 barrels were once traded for an interest in Colorado for a Colorado gold mine. Wow. Fire and Prohibition relegated the brand to history until it was reestablished in 2022. Green River Distilling Company was purchased by Bardstown Bourbon Company in July 2022. I did not know that it was purchased by Bardstown. Mm-hmm. Very cool. This is a beautiful gold whiskey. And right up front, you should know that I'm not a fan of wheaters, but this one is actually
very I don't
very
care
nice.
For you too much either, I'm just saying.
You know, I prefer high rye bourbons generally if I drink bourbon. But, you know, I drink scotch, so I prefer the more flavor, that flavor profile. But this was really beautiful. The nose is beautiful yellow peach. I got figs and cinnamon, apricot. It's a little bit of like golden toffee, like caramelly thing, but a little bit darker than that. And on the palate was definitely toffee. Hmm. Pastry and it was a little bit of grainy side for me, but still nice, honeyed, and the finish is medium with some fig and honey and soft wheat. It's not the style I usually like, but I really enjoyed this. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, this is better than their first release that we tried earlier. You can see this maturity over, you know, over time now, and this one has definitely, you know, softened up from their initial one.
Yeah, the initial was too young.
Yeah, it was. And this one has come around a little bit. We have, you know, those peaches and the caramel and apricots right on the nose. A beautiful, soft nose to it. It almost gives the illusion that it's going to be, you know, too soft, you know, with the nose on it.
Yeah, but it brings enough spice and oak on the palate.
Yeah, on the palate, you have enough. You do get that a little bit of that spice to it. That you know, there's that pastry note and a little bit of toffee that give it that, some of that spice as well.
It's like a sugary croissant.
Yeah, and it just covers your mouth. It's really nice. It's very very appealing to a lot of people, I believe. I think it's in a finish. It's not a long finish, but it's a very pleasant finish.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, Justin.
The nose, I got mint and dill on the palate.
Mint, I don't get dill at all.
I got the mint and I got pixie sticks, but the pixie sticks faded off after the second tasting. So like when we first opened it, I got that sharp sugar, but that faded off and the finish was quick and pleasant. What'd you think, Bob?
Pixie sticks.
Yeah. Pixie sticks.
Do you snort those?
Yeah. He bites the ends of the tube off, makes a line, and snorts it with using the tube. Yeah, it's it's got a nice creamy nose to it. It's got that light, not real heavy, but very light caramel to it.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of those, you would get those caramel sheets to make caramel apples out of at the grocery store, but you never made the apples. You just peeled them off and ate them. That's what it tastes like.
My mom didn't let me do that, Bob. I had to use the apple.
Well, your mother didn't like you.
She made us eat the fruit. What's wrong with you? You were spoiled,
Bob. There's some cinnamon. That little bit of mintiness in the tip of the nose, and then on the palate, it's like a white toffee, a little bit of vanilla pastry.
Pleasant.
Yeah, a little bit of honey on the end. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, a very good expression. You know, this is not an expensive whiskey. This is, you know, their base wheated whiskey.
Despite the fact you could buy a gold mine with it back in the day.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, very approachable whiskey for a very attractive price. I think, again, it's a winner. So we're going to be rating the Green River Kentucky Straight Wheated Bourbon. Well-deserved. Three sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. This is founded in 2014 by Peter Lofton in the heart of bourbon country on 100 acres of active farmland. Bardstown Bourbon Company is one of the country's most modern and technically advanced whiskey distilleries, celebrating the art of high-quality, authentic bourbons. An innovative distillery produces custom rye, whiskey, and bourbon for prominent brands including Jefferson's, Blue Run, Belle Meade, and many others through its one-of-a-kind collaborative distilling program. The Discovery Series from Bardstown Bourbon Company was designed to showcase the art of blending with an emphasis on old and rare whiskeys sourced from a variety of origins. So in a minute, we're going to be talking about the Bardstown Bourbon Company Discovery Series, number 10, 57.12% ABV, and 114.24 proof. So this is made up of 62% 9-year-old Kentucky bourbon, that's 78% corn, 13% rye, and 9% barley, 18% 13-year Kentucky bourbon, which is 75% corn, 13% rye, and 12% barley, 8% 6-year Kentucky bourbon, 53% corn, and we're going to come back and tell you about the rest of the recipe.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and Brent was just telling us on the Bardstown Bourbon Company, the mash bill on that. So what was that, 8% what?
Yeah, well, the first two were 62 and 18%. Now we're at the 8%. It's a 6-year Kentucky bourbon, 53% corn, 26% rye, and 21% barley. Then we have a 10%, which is a 10-year Georgia bourbon, 80% corn, 10% rye, 5% wheat, and 5% barley. And then, to my delight, only a 2% of a 10-year Tennessee bourbon, 84% corn, 8% rye, and 8% barley.
Wait, 10%
you don't
Georgia?
Like
Georgia?
No, I'm not a Dickel fan.
Isn't that where that guy was from?
Yes.
Georgia? Yeah.
He saw an F-35 crash near Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I was in Savannah when it happened.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
So it depending on what if you're listening to the radio or a podcast, there may or not have been a commercial in the middle of that breakdown. Who knows?
So the color of this is a darker copper color, kind of like an 80s penny, you know, like it's been used a while. On the nose, I get pears, I get floral notes, I get vanilla.
Pears?
Yeah, I got some pears on that.
Okay.
Did you add water to yours at all?
Not yet.
Yeah, I got a little bit of pear to it, a little bit of apricot to it. Now on the palate, I definitely got this. It comes with an apricot. I got a honey. I got like a red pepper, cayenne, and a vanilla. It just kind of coats your tongue. It's not like a hot hot red pepper cayenne, but it's just like that warming, you know, flavor that you get to it. And it's got a nice finish. So I'm glad I can understand why they're continuing with this series. Everything seems to be, you know, better than what I was consider average bourbon. I think this is above, you know, goes above
it. Definitely above average.
Yeah.
But I did not get the pears you're talking about. I mean, you know, for me, it was all about like a bakery. Fresh pastry, a bunch of corn and vanilla, a cream, almond cream. That's it. That couldn't read my own notes. Yeah, almond cream. That,
yeah.
Almond cream and vanilla, cinnamon. It was so good on the nose, but I'm not getting that pears. Maybe it's the water.
It's coming back. I mean, it's, you know, every time I come back to it with the nose, I'm getting another profile.
The water brought out the fruit. So kids,
yeah,
try with water.
Yeah.
Beautiful whiskey. I mean, usually I agree with most of your bourbon notes because you've got the nose for bourbon, but it really took the water to bring out that fruit.
They say pears or bears?
Not bears.
Like big, fat, hairy guys?
What was the name of Grizzly Adams' bear?
Oh, that's a different kind of bear. I was talking about the hairy guys. You know.
Those guys. This is pears.
You know, the ones that Justin likes hanging out with?
Pear-shaped women.
Those are bears. Charged.
Yeah. What did you think, Justin?
So initially, when I started nosing this, I got like fresh earth and wet towels, and that went away as we came back after a half hour. And I got traditional bourbon notes, but fruitier.
It's because the towels were in the sun and they dried. That's why.
I like that fresh linen note. I've had that on scotch. I've never had it on bourbon. That fresh drying linen outside in the. Yeah.
Faded off, though. Then it became traditional bourbon notes with the addition of like fruits on the palate. It carried through as like rich, fruity, vanilla, oak, and the finish was unremarkable. But I enjoyed it. I
thought
it
was long and lovely.
It wasn't for me. It wasn't not lovely, but it wasn't long.
Well, this whiskey's bringing out some contention. Bob, what do you think?
I'll say medium finish. I think it's a good blend. I'm glad that they're going to continue with this series. There's only 18% of that 13-year-old bourbon, but I definitely get some of the old funk in it and a little bit of the tannic wood comes out. On the
finish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
got
get
the funk
that
on the nose.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of nice fruit. I don't get any pears. I don't get any bears.
I got no linen.
But a nice little bit of fruit in there. I think a very good effort overall. I'm glad they're going to continue making this series because I think the last several that we've got from them have been good, and this one's very good as well. So we're going to be rating the Bardstown Bourbon Company Discovery Series number 10. Well-deserved. Three sips.
Under protest. It deserves higher. It deserves higher. Again, this was just a contentious whiskey. It was kind of weird.
Well, let's go to our next one. We're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about Peerless High Rye Whiskey Straight Bourbon, 55.25% alcohol by volume, or 110.5 proof. No, I did not do the math. Peerless High Rye Bourbon is the first Peerless release to be crafted with a wholly unique mash bill since their Peerless Bourbon and Peerless Rye. Up until this release, the Peerless mash bill has remained consistent through their bourbon and barrel-finished bourbon offerings. The new mash bill introduces a higher rye content than previous bourbon offerings.
But they gave us no numbers.
So on the nose, I got like vanilla, oak, some cedar notes, and some undefinable sweetness. Maybe it's definable, but I couldn't define it. On the palate, I got stewed candies, charred oak, little bit of armchair leather, and some Maduro tobacco. How about you, Bob? What'd you get?
On the nose, I get sort of old, worn, warm leather.
Armchair quarterback.
I get a little bit of woodiness. And then just dark, dark stewed fruit. And on the palate, let's see. on the palate, I definitely get a little bit of orange on it, a little bit of orange peel. I get that leather. I get that tobacco barn. Get a little bit of the burnt toffee. A little bit of dark brown sugar.
Stewed apples, cherries, and raisins is what I got.
I got some like cloves, you know, in there too. You know, like
there's spices like and brown sugar.
Spice, there's like a spice to it.
And
you know,
it's got a beautiful color.
Yeah,
it's beautiful color.
You know, I kind of like this one. I prefer this one over some of their earlier offerings that they've had.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. Everybody really raved about them when they came out. 10, 15 years ago, or was it 10 years ago?
No, not even that.
Not even that long. Yeah, but everything they offered, everything was great because it was a sweet mash. Right? It was a pure sweet mash. Yeah, sweet mash and process. It was all new, but it was all 2 years old. And I always thought it just needs more time. And this is what I really appreciate. Yes. This is way better than what the stuff that came out earlier.
Well, I don't, you know, I mean, at 2 years, everything needs more time. But
You were one of the guys raving about it, Bob. Come on.
No, I was saying that at 2 years, I
you
thought
were
it drank.
Kissing their butts.
No, I said at 2 years, I thought it drank a lot more mature than its years. And some other small distilleries at the same time had their rye out.
I remember you dragged me over to their table up in Sarasota to tell me how great it was. And I thought it was okay. Now I'm loving it.
I don't even remember them being at Sarasota. It was at Sarasota. I have no idea what you're talking about. But
I've got pictures, Bob.
There, like you could find them on that phone. It's a flip phone. You're not finding
those. Those aren't the pictures that you have to worry about.
But no, when they their first release, Brent and Maury and me, we got to try it before it was released to the public, and it wasn't even quite 2 years at the time. And I was, it was very young.
It was great because they were making their own juice.
But
it was a sweet mash.
I think we all agreed that drank so much more mature than its years. It was like, wow.
Were they using small barrels
this
at the
is,
time?
No, full-size barrels.
Okay.
So it was a very interesting whiskey at its time. There were several other distilleries who I won't name who had rye out that were about 3 years at that time, and I thought theirs drank more mature than the others, and I attribute it to the sour mash or the sweet mash. Because everybody that I've had that does sweet mash, it seems to give it a little bit of a jump, a little bit of a head start. Not much, just a little bit. I think they caught that, but I think this just shows right now they're in their stride,
this is beautiful.
The color on this is amazing. It's got a great palate. It's got a great backbone. It's very well put together. It's got a really pretty nose. Yeah, I could drink this on a regular basis.
I mean, when you're going to walk down the shelf of bourbon and you're going to look at just the color of the different bourbons, this one is going to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to, the bottle shape is going to stand out and the color of this bourbon is going to stand out.
Yeah, it's a striking bottle, and I think they did everything right this one.
Oh, and it's heavy. That's the first thing you notice when you pick it up. It's really heavy. They must spend a fortune on shipping. Glass is heavy. But
we have a rating, Bob.
What do you think, Justin?
Did we just already talk? I feel like he talks a lot already.
No.
You just ignore him. That's how you are. I know how you are.
We're waiting to see what wet laundry he comes up with.
I thought this was like eating a bowl of dark cherries and an El Dorado with rich Corinthian leather. That's what I thought.
He's just stretching.
Okay, Bob, rating.
I'm trying to process that right now. Hold on. I think something broke inside my head. I heard this springy thing go boing. Yeah. Okay.
It's better to look good than to feel good, darling.
It is much more important to look good than to feel good. I'm darling, you look marvelous.
So we're going to be rating the Peerless High Rye Kentucky Straight Bourbon a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So that takes us to our next whiskey, which is from our friends at Heaven Hill. It's the Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon. This release is the B523 release, 62.2% ABV, 124.4 proof. It is 68% corn, 20% wheat, and 12% malted barley, non-chill filtered. The Larceny Barrel Proof B523 is the second release of Larceny Barrel Proof for 23. Yeah, I know, it's 24 and we're just getting to it, but it's a good problem to have. Following the standard Heaven Hill coating procedure, the first level letter of the batch indicates which of that year's releases the bottle was part of, starting with A, while the second digit is the number that determines the month and the year when it's released. So this was the May 23 release, which really didn't even hit shelves in the stores until probably in the fall of 23.
Depends which state you're in. In Florida, we're the redheaded stepchild of the whiskey world, so we get it late.
Could be just they don't like you. Could just be you.
It's not just me, man.
Might just be you.
I look at my competition.
I don't know. Nobody might just be it. You. Well,
I just got the fall release, and it's February.
It's got a really nice sort of burnished bronze color to it. Got a little bit of a glow on the nose. Caramel, stone fruit. It's got a little bit of a sort of a milky, chocolatey, kind of malty note to it.
I've got a Justin note for you.
Milk duds. Milk duds.
Chlorinated swimming pool.
What?
Just put your nose further away. Chlorinated swimming pool. I swear to God.
I think you smelled a little too much chlorine. And let's see on the palate. Hold on.
Too many rails of Coke before we started the show.
This show is recorded in Miami.
Oh, that's true.
On the palate, just, you know, that lovely creaminess that you get out of a weeder. Big cinnamon bomb. A lot of orange peel on this. Good bit of spice. It's 124 proof. It drinks like it. It definitely is, you know, it's not sneaking up on you, but it's also not hitting you over the head with a hammer. You know, a really good, really nice barrel proof weeder. I like it. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, this is, it's another great expression by them. You know, the caramel, vanilla, the dark cherries. I got some like fresh cut wood on the nose as well, but that when it went on the palate, it's just this great, beautiful, warming mouthfeel, you know, with those cinnamon and oranges and vanilla. And
I got white grapefruit besides just the orange. It's always, I get orange in a lot of this large thing. Yeah,
it's okay. That's understandable. I can see that. I'm not a grapefruit fan, so I don't ever want to taste that. I want to avoid that on my palate if possible, you know, but it's a nice long finish. I mean, for all these releases that they do, they're very consistent to be very good. And something I look forward to every single time, you know, people are going to judge which one's better at the end of the year. And, you know, right now people are looking for the C.
The C923 and Elijah Craig and Larceny both got great reviews.
You can judge one against the other, but the fact of the matter is I've never had a bad one.
Right.
No.
But, you know, but it is natural for the people to
collect them
do
all
that.
Like Pokemon.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to catch them all. So, if you see one of these, I'd definitely grab it.
Yeah.
So. I've already chimed in. There's nothing else. That's good.
Justin?
So I like this one right out of the bottle when it was tighter before oxygen got to it. And I do like this with a little bit of water after it aired out. It smoothed it out for me because it was starting to come apart and be disparate notes. And then the water just kind of made it more of a traditional vanilla oak spicy kind of thing you expect from Larceny Barrel Proof.
All right. Well, we'll go with that. Well, we're going to be giving the Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon B523 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that takes us to our next whiskey, and we're going to ask Harm to tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. The Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon B523 is 62.1% ABV, 124.2 proof. It is 11 years and 5 months old, 78% corn, 12% malted barley, 10% rye. This is the mash bill I prefer from Heaven Hill rather than the Larceny, the high wheat. I really like these high ryes or actually high malted barley.
But it's 0.2% proof less. And they're really, really close on the proof this year.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not the proof for me. It's the mash bill. And it's a beautiful brown, drink it down color. It's all caramel and black cherries. And
that's what I wrote. Caramel and cherry bomb. Yeah.
Caramel and cherries.
Yeah.
Black. It's a burnt toffee note as well. just a little bit. The mouthfeel on this is unctuous, gorgeous, with a really beautiful soft entry, but then it hits you with this punch of pepper. It's like right in the mid palate.
So the difference between these two, when we taste them, the other one was a softer, creamier.
That's the whole wheater thing I'm not a big fan of.
It didn't feel like 124 proof. This one really feels like 124 proof.
It wakes you up. It's a punch of pepper. Exactly.
This is the whole difference between the two.
Yeah. See, I don't know why it is I'm not a huge fan of wheat, because I do like the softer scotches, but the wheated bourbon's not for me. But I like the high rye. I like this punch of spice in this bourbon. Orange, vanilla, cherry. It's not like that orange vanilla, what's that, push pop thing. It's not that. It's just like a hint of vanilla, a little bit of real natural orange peel, and a bowl of black cherries. Gorgeous finish, long and pretty. Justin, what do you think?
It was a great kick in the teeth, and it made my day. It was fantastic.
Rich, oak, vanilla, toffee. Really everything I want in bourbon is in here. The only thing that could be better is the finish could be even longer and hotter. Yeah.
It could be. But the bottle could also be free. That would be better.
Oh, but it was.
This bottle, that's for us.
Yeah.
We could have shipped an 11 more. Yeah. That would have been better. I'm just saying.
If you want to take the 4 to a 5, send us 11 more. Revise our rating.
Yeah, it's just it's like every Elijah Craig barrel proof I ever get.
I am very aroused.
They're all good.
Yeah.
The worst one I've had is still one of the better whiskeys you'll ever drink.
Exactly.
You can find these now and then.
That's the key. A whiskey this good.
And the other thing is,
you can actually find
A, B, and C are all on my shelf right now under $100.
You can afford. If this was anybody other than Heaven Hill, this thing would be $400 minimum, and you would never find one.
Yeah.
So we'll be back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we're still ruminating over the lovely Elijah Craig barrel proof. It's just, it's dark toffee, it's cherries, it's a little bit of barrel char.
I like that word, ruminate. We're chewing our cud.
Exactly.
Although, when you think about it, it's really gross.
Not if you're a cow.
Not if you're a cow.
This whiskey is not really gross.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. It's just...
Talk my way into not being able to find it on the shelf. All right, audience, enjoy it.
No, but you know, the other nice thing about this one is that there's a lot of liquor stores and restaurants that are doing their own barrel proof, their own pick of this, which gives it, you know, besides the three that we have a year, now you're able to go off and get another one as well from other stores.
Fine spirits and wine has good pick.
Fine spirits. Now, between barrels 2 and 3, we rejected 16 barrels. Thanks for almost giving me a plug there.
We wouldn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
at Grumpelstiltskin's Wine and Spirits. Yeah.
But the problem with that barrel program, they never give us the 12-year-olds. It's always 8 to 10 for the private barrel picks. They keep the 12s for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. Because you know what?
Some maybe of the eights order and tens are a just 10 and they forget about it for a couple of years, yeah, and they have to give it to you.
We had a beautiful 10.
We had that happen one time.
I know, we did. And it came out better, didn't it?
We picked a regular 94 proof, and it was in the one warehouse that got condemned, and it sat there for what, almost a year?
Over a year. Yeah. By the time we got it, it was a 10 year old.
Yeah, it was great.
No extra storage fee, and it was awesome.
Worked out perfect for us. I'm like, I saved the sample.
To us too.
Well, I still had what was left of the sample, and I tried it again. So I'm like, wow, this is much better.
They were like, oh, we're really sorry. I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. You keep aging that. That's fine.
Oh, damn. We're going to run out of wicker to drink around here.
That was before they offered it barrel proof. That was before private barrels were only 94 proof.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. But what are you going to do? Well,
whatever. Back to this one. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
What are we rating this one, Bob?
They're all great. So we're going to be rating the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon B523, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that brings us up to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. I'll be talking about the Booker's 2022-4, the Pinkies Batch.
Booker's, you say? I have not heard of this whiskey.
Well,
Booker's,
you know, interesting. Well, we'll get into that.
Yes.
It's 61.2% ABV or 122.4 proof.
It's a weak whiskey.
Yeah.
Very weak whiskey.
A light whiskey.
Very weak.
Light.
Very light.
It's for
age children.
Age 6.
Very skinny old people.
Yeah. Children over 21.
Yeah. Age 6 years, 10 months, 10 days. So the best batch is made up of barrels that were aged in 4 different warehouses. 47% came from the third floor of their 7-story warehouse Z. 36% came from the fourth floor of their 7-story warehouse 1. 11% came from the fourth floor of their 7-story warehouse X. And 6% came from the fifth floor of their 7-story warehouse Q. So on the nose, let me get the right glass here. On the nose, I get dandelions and lemons. It's just like I'm in a big grass yard up north with these dandelions and lemons. You know, get that smell. Beautiful smell.
It's more dandelion than lemon for me.
What's that?
It's more dandelion than lemon.
More dandelion. Yeah, more dandelions than lemons. On the palate.
All right. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
Well, you're going to hear it now. It's a flavor bomb.
Yeah.
Yep. Dark cherries, vanilla. There's some oak tannins, clove, baking spice. And with this one, you're going to break out that Kentucky Chew because you're going to need it. This is a thick and rich and delicious, and you can just chew this one forever.
This is weird, Brent, because look, the nose does not match the palate at all.
The nose is so soft.
It's so soft. The nose is so soft. And like,
yeah.
And then you put it in your mouth.
Dandelions and lemons. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
In your mouth, it's like a hand grenade.
And then you just get slapped around with it. And once you put it in your mouth, it's like, oh, the finish doesn't quit.
Yeah.
You're just going to love this one.
It's like taking that little girl home and you think she's all sweet and then she ties you to the bed. Yeah. This one punished you.
Yeah.
Does internet porn?
Am I sharing too much?
Does internet porn know you're cheating on it?
Thanks. Sorry. But Justin, what'd you think?
I'm going to pause the show here while I go take a shower.
Good Lord. On the nose, I got
unclean.
Unclean.
When have you ever been clean?
Not around him, I haven't.
Okay.
On the nose, I got Luxardo cherries, oak, and lemon. On the palate, I got a big mint hit, blueberries, oak, and spices. And the finish was like all mint and fire. It was really cool.
Yeah, it's a beautiful whiskey.
It is.
Bob has just got his nose buried in that glass. He's not even talking.
It is a subdued nose for the palate.
Yeah, you can't get anything off it.
I'm getting it. I mean, it's opening up. And it's
a shy, demure little girl.
It's very shy.
You really got to like swirl it around. And,
yeah.
And
you got to agitate the heck out of it.
Add a little, add a drop or two of water to really get anything off of the nose of it.
And then in your mouth, bam.
Kabam. You know, the old Batman and Robin, kapow, bam.
Yes.
Sock it to them, you know. Yeah. That's what happens. This is what.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you put this one in.
Well, you're not going to mistake the fact that you're drinking Booker's when you put that in your mouth. You're going to go, gee, I wonder what this one. Holy cow!
It's been 2 minutes. It's still finishing.
Yeah,
that's strong.
Yeah,
strong.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's and again, how do they get this out of
got rope burns on my wrist.
Out of a 6 year, 10 month, 10 day old whiskey. I mean, 6 years, 10 month, 10 days.
Right.
Yeah. We've had whiskeys that taste like weak tea that are, you know, 7 or 8 years old. This
these,
isn't even
these
same.
High floors on those warehouses.
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah. right. A lot of evaporation, a lot of oak.
These are not high floors. Third these floor are third and fourth and fifth. Floor. You know, yeah. So
well, they're middle to high four.
Yeah,
four
middle floors, right in the middle.
They've got to be hot. They've got to be hot parts of the warehouse.
I think the master distiller is just walking around and making that F-35 plane crashing sound, and then he knows to put that in this batch. Yeah, that one. So the master distiller does that, then he knows to put it in the Pinky's batch.
I just picture Fred Nose sitting on a barrel waving a cowboy hat like Slim Pickens and Dr. Strangelove as he rides this thing into the barrel, into the bottling room.
So do we have a rating for this?
Yes, we are going to rate the 2022-4 Pinky's Batch Booker's a well-deserved four sips.
Under protest, should be higher. You Philistine. I just pushed you into that because we got two more whiskeys, Bob.
Well,
Justin's going to tell us the next one.
Justin's going to tell us on the next one.
All right. So now we're going to talk about Booker's 2023.
Wait a minute. We get to talk about another Booker's?
Another
Booker's.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Damn it. I'm leaving. I'm ready for this.
Batch 2, Apprentice Batch.
It's 62.75% alcohol by volume or 125.5 proof. It's aged 7 years, 1 month, and 2 days. Very precise.
It's a real man's whiskey. 0.1% more in an extra year.
Yeah. 7% came from the 7th floor of 9-story warehouse H. 9% came from the 4th floor of 7-story warehouse W. 11% came from the 4th floor of this warehouse.
I think that's I. I don't think it's 1.
I. Yeah. Okay, different warehouse. 18% came from the 4th floor of 7-story warehouse O.
Zero.
Anyone have bingo?
0.19%
came from the 4th floor of 9-story warehouse G. Okay, I have bingo. And 36% came from the 4th floor of 7-story warehouse Z, as in zebra.
It's Z.
So the color...
Zed's dead.
Zed is dead.
Zed's dead.
So the color of this is like a rich brown on the nose. I got mint, cedar, some musty notes, and like that camping... When you're camping with the kerosene lamp, the palette.
Kerosene and leather.
Yeah. The palette was big and bold, and I got cinnamon, touch of grapefruit, some words I can't read because this whiskey's really strong. And there
Is
was a lot.
Is it true that we have to bring our own water?
We got a little rule back home. If it's brown, drink it down.
And there was a long finish, and it had toffee on it. What did you think, Carm?
It's really bad when you can't read your own notes because they're so illegible.
No, it's really good. But
it's
go
really
ahead.
Good. Yeah. That kerosene note is absolutely right. It's vanilla toffee leather for me. Candied fruit on the palate, orange and cherry and spice. It's a huge finish. But what really brought this out to me was water. It didn't change the nose so much as it brought up tangerine and ginger on the palate. Tangerine, ginger, and oak, and it's so good. That kerosene went away, white pepper on the finish, tons of oak tannins. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, one big thing to note between these two, you know, we're kind of comparing back and forth between them. The other one, softer nose. This one here, the nose really matches the palate. It's
right.
Like it really comes through and matches your palate because this is another flavor bomb. You know, the dark cherries, vanilla, got the oak tannins, the clove, baking spice. You get that ginger that you mentioned.
Did you get the citrus
the cherry,
at all?
Cherry, that oranges, the pepper. There's like peppercorns that are like resting on the side of your mouth on your tongue, just making your whole mouth tingle. Amazing finish. This is another beauty.
It's more of a
what do you say, Booker's?
It's more of a classic Booker's nose.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but the definitely completely different with the same kind of outcome.
Booker's, you say? I should probably look one of these up. Maybe
you should. Maybe it starts with a B, ends in an R.
Remember when used Booker's used to be $50 a bottle,
and it was everywhere.
Complained when they raised the price.
And it was everywhere.
Yeah. It was everywhere, and they complained when they raised the price. Now, it doesn't matter what I charge. People want it. This is it.
Now you're lucky you can find it for $100. Find it.
Oh, it's just so pretty.
And it was better when it was cheaper too. It's still good.
It's
always good.
It's always been. I mean, there's
everything's better when it's cheaper. But whatever, this is good.
I mean, there's people that are sitting at home right now with eight different years that are going through and finding out which one of the ones they like the best. You know, that's what
that sounds like. A good day.
It's Who a great day.
I don't have that much whiskey.
I mean, I'll do that tomorrow. But
they're not going to invite you over. You know,
true. You know, drink all their stuff.
They're like, you know, friendly kind of people, so they're not going to deal with you. Oh,
that too, yeah.
You know, but that's harm. You know, when they don't invite him, he just gives them a lecture, you know.
I have people skills.
I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
I would rather.
That's harm when he's not invited over, yeah.
I would rather drink a nice red wine and relax rather than have to give you a critique about
your
crappy whiskey selection you bought because some guy in some liquor store bought. You should buy this because everybody else buys it. No, there's good stuff out there.
Well, we're going to rate the Booker's 2023 O2 Apprentice Batch a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So, Bob, tell us about this last one.
The moment the world has waited for.
Okay. So, about 8 years ago, I was at Buffalo Trace on a media trip, and we're walking through a rick house, and I see some experimental barrels, and I stop to take a picture of one because I see stenciled on the head, peated bourbon. And I went, what the hell is that? Well, guess what? 9+ years later, it's sitting in a bottle in front of me. So
Better than
a frontal lobotomy.
Buffalo Trace Experimental Collection Peated Bourbon. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof. The Experimental Collection debuted in 06. Each expression in the collection offers characteristics and a taste profile uniquely its own, caused by experimental changes in the mash bill, the types of wood, the barrel treatment, and more. Since not every experiment is deemed worthy of bottling, these whiskeys are only released periodically on a limited basis. The Peated Bourbon is its 26th release of the collection, and this release substitutes the standard barley for a smoked peated malted barley.
So we're guessing 4%. You remember the mash bill off the top of your head? No.
They don't release theirs, but probably under, you know, probably 8 or under.
Under 8, 10. Yeah.
But on the nose, it's very confusing to me because I get that Plumber's Putty sort of nose that I get from a young rye. I get a little bit of just the slightest hint of smoke. I mean, just barely.
I get new suede.
Yeah.
It's new suede.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got down here leather. I've got cocoa.
It's suede. This is not cured leather. This is suede.
And I get And
it's
seems like
Corvette interior.
It seems like the maltiness is amped up more. I'm getting more of the maltiness than I'm getting of the smoke.
Yeah, I'll give you that. 100%.
Again, that milk duds. You know, a little bit of cocoa, a little bit of malted milk. And on the palate, hold on. Yeah, it's unusual. It's Buffalo Trace, but with something different. Malty and creamy and just barely that hint of smoke. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, everybody was happy to hold me down saying, ha, 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 you have to taste.
Oh, we were hoping for Lagavulin.
You got a Lagavulin in front of you.
Yeah, we were praying for Octomore bourbon. Yeah.
But it's not that, people. No. It's not. You know, you got like a malt. I got like a malt meal with oats and barley. Yeah. It's
malt meal is exactly right.
Yeah, yeah, you know. So, and then like a chocolate breakfast on the palate, a chocolate breakfast cereal without the sugar.
Yeah,
you know, like it's you know, so very soft and subtle. No smoke, guys. There's just no smoke to it. You know,
a tiny hint. You don't get. I get
the tiniest wisp.
Yeah.
What do you think, Justin?
So I did have this in the same glass that I also had a Lagavulin 16. So I'm hoping it was really clean. But I definitely got like a hint of the peat, and it was pretty fun.
It was a very cool experiment. And again, you know, 8 years later, It's sitting in front of me, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to be rating the Buffalo Trace Experimental Peated Collection 3 sips.
Interesting.
Exactly. Very interesting.
Definitely interesting.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for trying to trick me for beaded.
I was so hoping for Octomore Buffalo Trace. Watch him curl up into the table. Thank you, Harm.
Thanks, Bob. I'm smelling this Buffalo Trace again, and that suede is really prominent. Yeah. It's like a new suede jacket. And it's back in 1986.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you, and I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, for sips, suds, and smokes,
I think you might need the frontal lobotomy.
This is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And fortunately, we didn't have to do that at all.
Not all day.
Not when there's something that's called Booker's.
Two of them.
Good day.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor. And tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.